Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. So here's a clip from a new movie about surviving the Boston Marathon bombing called Stronger, which opens nationally next Friday.
There was an explosion, and your legs, they're gone, bro.
Stronger tells the story of Jeff Bowman, a young man from Chelmsford who was on Boylston Street watching the Boston Marathon on April 15, 2013, when the first bomb exploded just a few feet from him. Three people died on Boylston Street that day, and more than 260 were injured, many of them horribly, like Jeff, who lost both his legs. Jeff eventually recovered and wrote a memoir called Stronger, on which the new film is based. It was shown for the first time in the U.S. last night at the Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital in Boston. WBUR's Alex Ashlock was there for the Boston premiere, and he's in the studio now. Alex, good to have you.
Good afternoon, Anthony.
So tell us why Spalding for the first U.S. showing of Stronger.
Well, you know, it really made perfect sense because Spalding is a huge part of Jeff Bowman's story. Also, 31 other Boston Marathon bombing survivors who were injured that day, they received treatment at Spalding. They filmed scenes on the third floor gym where Jeff Bowman and these other folks did much of their very difficult rehab work. So in a way, showing the film there was a way to thank the staff for everything they've done. I spoke to Dr. David Storto. He's president of Spalding Rehab.
It's a great opportunity for Spalding to help further its mission of educating the public about the challenges of people with disabilities. That's why we're doing this. This is obviously not an everyday event for a hospital, but when we were approached and we thought that we'd be able to carry it off without really disrupting the patient care and making sure that they could get care in other ways, we thought, why not? This would be consistent with what we're all about to educate the public.
Interesting. So, Alex, what was it like for the staff at Spalding to see this movie? What was the reaction?
Anthony, it was really gratifying. There were hugs all around. You could see that it meant a lot for the folks from the movie to come back, including Jeff Bowman and the stars of the movie, to come back to the hospital for the screening of the film. David Crandell, Jeff Bowman's doctor while he was rehabbing at Spalding, joked that there haven't been any other movies made about any of his patients before, so this was really special. But he also gave credit to other parts of the Boston medical community who responded so well to the bombing that day.
Fortunately, and in Jeff's case, he got, resuscitation at the scene. He got to Boston Medical Center where the surgical teams were ready, right? He had a great surgeon in Jeff Kalish, and literally he got the care that he needed so that when he came here to Spalding, he really was in a great position to make a good recovery. So a lot of all the hard work, I mean, it's not like he didn't do hard work here, but a lot of the hard work was done even before he came.
So a lot of the hard work done before he came, but obviously a lot of hard work done by Jeff Bowman himself and the staff at Spalding. So how does the film depict the work that Jeff Bowman did there?
It shows those scenes in the hospital. It shows him doing these exercises, trying to get stronger. He works with his prosthetic legs. He walks on them for the first time. But it really is realistic about this as well. It also shows how difficult it was. He doesn't show up for appointments. He's not really committed to doing it. He feels sorry for himself in a way, very tough mentally and physically. There's a scene, it's really hard to watch, where the dressings on his legs are removed for the first time. It's agonizing. I had to look away. I couldn't watch it. But now, that's a few years ago. Jeff was there last night, and here's what he had to say about being back in the hospital.
You know, it's really great to see everybody that I spent so much time with. Over a year and a half, I was here as an outpatient coming here, and they did their job, even though I fought them tooth and nail, but they did. The PT, Michelle Kerr is here. She did her job. That's what it's all about.
Michelle Kerr is one of the Spalding staff members who helped him with his physical therapy, and last night Jeff had a chance to reunite with her and others who helped him at the hospital. They were invited to the screening.
So this has been quite a journey for Jeff Bowman. He's really been the public face of what's come to be known as Boston Strong. But this isn't something that just happened to Jeff. It's also been very difficult for his friends and family, right?
Yeah, it's been tough for everyone. Obviously, he lost his legs, but there's sort of an orbit of people around him that were also affected. The film really digs into this part of the story, especially his relationship with Erin Hurley, his on-again, off-again girlfriend. She played a huge role taking care of him after the bombings, along with his family, of course. They had a daughter, Nora, together. They're co-parenting her now because actually they're no longer together as a couple. But Erin was there last night to support Jeff, and here's what she had to say.
I'm a little nervous just because of the nature of everything. But, you know, overall, I'm really proud of the movie that they made. And obviously, I have a lot of worries about, you know, Nora when she gets older and watches the movie. But overall, you know, I'm very, very happy to be here and happy to support Jeff and the project that he undertook.
And Anthony, remember, Jeff was there on Boylston Street in 2013 to watch Erin finish the marathon. That's when the bombs went off, of course. She eventually did finish the race in 2016. Jeff was there on his prosthetic legs at the finish line to greet her.
Yeah, and of course, a very powerful and emotional moment there. Alex, before I let you go, you've been covering the marathon for years. You've covered the aftermath of the bombing that day, some of the other movies, books, and documentaries made about it. How are you thinking about where we are as a city more than 4 years after that attack?
Yeah, you mentioned Boston Strong. I think there are people who think of that as sort of an empty sentiment. Something to chant at the ball game, and I get that, but it has a lingering meaning. And I was thinking about this as I watched yesterday another man with two prosthetic legs at Spalding, not Jeff Bowman. There's no movie about his life, no one coming up to him and saying, can I take a picture with you? He was just somebody who needed help. He was getting it at Spalding, just like Jeff did. So I think 4 years later, the legacy of all this is just this appreciation of showing up, doing your job, taking one step after another, because as we know now, if we didn't know before, everything about your life can change in the blink of an eye.
That's for sure. WBUR's Alex Ashlock, who was at last night's screening of Stronger, the story of Jeff Bowman, which opens in Boston across the nation a week from this coming Friday. Alex, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.